Fight Inside fans, it's your boy, Princey D, Timmy B, back at it you again with another episode. Timmy B, Princey D.
Yes, Prince, we're back. Oh my goodness, what a day today is going to be.
I'm actually really excited. Today is going to be a very exciting day for us and also for you fans. A lot of big things has been happening for the Fight Inside podcast. A lot of big movements has been, you know, a lot of wheels have been turning, you know, and we're very excited. Like, actually, Tim, I'm speechless, man. What can we say for about today?
We've been working a long time, like months before we started the podcast. We had I have books full of conceptual drawings of our logo.
Yep.
And if people only saw the disasters that we had.
Oh my goodness. Like, some of the first logos that we had, it was almost to the point where I'm giving up on this. I'm shutting this down. Like, we're shutting this business is done. We're done. Yeah. We're closing shop. It was so bad. Like, some of the, oh my goodness. But you know what? Like, but Tim, to think about it though, we had some of the logos that we came up with, amazing. Right. And even coming up with the name. Remember how we just came up with the name too?
That took a long time too. Yeah.
How did that come up again? Can you tell the Fight Inside fans how we came up with this name?
So it all goes back to when I was a young boy, many, many years ago. I was running like a long time ago. I'm saying, holy moly, this has got to be 25 years ago, something like that. I was running a wrestling website back before WWF, WCW, before they even had a website. I had a wrestling website. Wow. I had to write the code in Notepad. That's how old this was. Like, I had to write it in Notepad, and I would like go to other people's websites and go find their code.
Yeah.
And then try and figure out how they made like the stupidest things. Like, how did they make like a, back then it was like, how did you make like a banner a different color than the background? You'd have to like look at their code and figure out, and then I would cut and paste it into my Notepad. Anyways, long story short, that website was called Wrestling Insight. It was Hollywood's Wrestling Insight. And so as we were going through all our names for this podcast, we had a lot of bombs, like a lot of stinkers. And then I said, hey, you know, my old one was Insight because it was like a play on words, because it was like insight, like our like thought, but then it was an insight, like a cool website.
Yep.
And then and then it was you that was like Fight Insight, and we're like, holy, like this was it.
That's
because it made sense. And we were saying like, you know, because like a fight is in sight, because we kept thinking like we'll be talking about upcoming fights.
Mm-hmm.
And then we thought we'll have thoughts about fights and stuff like that. So it's insight. Like, it all worked out, man.
That's it. So, you know what, Fight Inside fans, you guys are lucky, because we were about to name this podcast Dragon Fist.
That was a close second. But
Dragon Fist or Love. Yeah, moving on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chicken.
Chicken and bowls. Chicken and bowls podcast. Or you know what? But guys, you know what? We were about to call this podcast, I wish we thought of it then. Feb 22.
I know we've said this before on the podcast. We're only on episode.
Yeah, okay.
Five.
Okay. Yeah.
We're only on
episode
5. We can't be going back on old stories.
I know. But Feb 22. But that would have been so cool. They're like, what does that mean? And then they'd have to go into the podcast and like, oh, whoa.
Wait. And then we would never explain it, so it wouldn't matter. Anyways, let's get to the good stuff.
Okay, let's go.
Before we do, Prince, we have a lot of, you know, we are appreciative of all the people following us. I was getting some messages today. People are talking about the podcast that we just dropped about Prince is always here, with Preston.
Yes.
People really like that one, man. So I think that one went well. So thank you again, Preston, for coming on.
Yes.
But Prince, where can people find us if you just stumbled upon?
Okay, so you guys can definitely find us on Instagram, Fight Inside Podcast. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us in IG. And if you guys want to get in and want to just connect with us and just get more information and actually just want to be a part of the podcast, like I said, we've got a long visitors list, and everybody wants to get in this bad boy, fightinsidepod@gmail.com.
Yes. Thanks, Prince.
Thank you. We are doing it. We are doing it, man.
All right. The unveiling of the new logo. Oh. Prince, this is, I'm so happy with this, man. I hope people like it. Now that we've said a little bit about the name too, I hope you get the idea of where this concept comes from, because when you think about insight, like thought, you think about like something happening. Are you ready?
Wait. You know what? I wish we had music playing, just because this is such a big
thing. Why don't you sing? You do the music and point at me when I'm supposed to put it on.
Hee-haw, hee-see. Hee-haw, hee-haw. Hee-haw, see.
Look at that, Prince. Put your head over on the side. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Guys, this has been a long time.
Super happy.
Tim, look.
I'll move over so we can keep it in the middle here.
Tim, looking at that logo. Beauty. Guys, shout outs to, okay, so first of all, shout outs to Diva Studios. Mm-hmm. Who helped develop and make this dream come true.
We will put their information on this YouTube video.
Yes. You know what? Thank you again, Diva, because I know when we were developing this logo, there was a lot of changes made. There was a lot of switches back and forth. And actually, big shout outs to Tim, because Tim was just so – no, Tim, don't look puzzled. Trust me. Tim was so particular in what he wanted. Oh, for me, for me, I'm like, yeah, we're good. Yeah, we're good. The next logo, yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good. So, yeah. So, Tim, thanks for keeping a good artistic eye for this. And Diva Studio.
No problem,
Right? For Diva Studio for making this thing come true. And there you go, guys. That is the Fight Insight logo.
And, Prince, look above your head. Look above your head. Boom.
What am I looking at?
Look on the screen now. On the screen. On the screen above your head.
Oh. Oh my gosh, Tim.
Oh, looks good, man. All right, I'm going to get rid of it on the main thing. We are going to, when this comes out, I think, for the people on Spotify and Apple, iPod, iTunes, Prince is crying. He's like one of those.
It's just.
Like a beauty pageant winner. Like a beauty pageant winner. He's crying. He's like a lot of flashing. Oh my goodness. This is it. It looks serious. He's got tissue.
It's too much. It's too much. Oh man. It's so hard.
We might.
Go, Tim. Just
go. Like, you want me to just take it away?
Take it away.
All right. Well, again, though, thank you so much. I do want to say thank you to both of our significant others, Prince, because they also put in a lot of time and effort into helping us with the logo too. They critiqued it, helped us, they gave us constructive feedback on the logo. So thank you to both.
And our significant others, big shout outs to Baker E, Erica Baker.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Also, and my wife, Erin, thank you so much, babe. Really appreciate it.
You know what? Listen, those two have been, a big part of the Insight podcast, have helped us develop the podcast itself, even the Fight On Site and how we should go about it. So
that name is from Erica.
Yes.
Right. Yes. That name is 100% Erica. So.
It's all Erica. Fight On Site, baby. That's it. That's it. The whole idea. There you go. I came with the popsicle sticks.
Yep. Yeah. So, all right, our new logo is done. So thank you very much. My timeliness with that banner is fantastic, but our new logo done. We're good. We're going to launch this podcast on a Tuesday. We'll probably start branding our actual pages and stuff like that a few days later so that people can be surprised while they watch the video. We'll give it a couple days and then it goes up. So that is exciting. The next thing, Prince, I do, before we get into our actual topics that I told you about, in our last podcast, I had said, what was Prince doing Saturday night? And we saw a, a picture of Prince while he was fighting at UFC 259. And I found another photo. It came across, I don't know how I got this, but there's just another photo I wanted to show of Prince competing on the weekend. Okay. I don't know why this photo exists, but
Tim, I don't know how my tattoos magically just disappeared. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
CGI at its finest, right? Just I fought on the weekend. Straight to the decision. I submitted, knocked the person out, you know, the works.
It was a split decision win over Yang Sedong, but
Oh my goodness, you know what? It was the fight was so heavy and it was so intense that I completely forgot what the outcome was. So split decision, you're right.
Yeah.
Split decision.
I mean, yeah, but it was fantastic. It was a good fight. And I do want to say, I got to figure out exactly who this fighter is. And again, for those watching, listening, you got to watch the YouTube version. But this is Kyler Phillips. And I know, Prince, I know we're joking, but I don't think you know who this guy is, right?
Absolutely not.
Kyler Phillips. I just want to give a shout out to this guy. This guy is 9-1.
Yep.
He just beat Song Yadong, who was an up and coming guy. Like, that's a good fighter. That's a good win under his belt. Mm-hmm. He's on a 4-fight win streak, 9-1, 4-fight win streak, 3-fight win streak in the UFC. Like, that's pretty good, man. So
yeah, that's amazing.
I feel like as Kyler Phillips becomes more famous, we will get famous by osmosis, because people will think that you're him. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I look a lot of people get me mistaken for Jorge Masvidal. So, I mean, I'm hoping he'll come on here too, right? So it's going to just happen. And, you know, and man, I was hoping I could bring in the old CDs that I used to download all the Kimbo Slice fights on. And,
and then see him
and be like, hey man, look, I've got it all in here from when you started. I remember.
Yeah. That's how you grew and turned out to look like him too.
That's it. The Filipino Jorge. Yes.
that could be your name. The Filipino Jorge. I like it.
I wish I had the same fighting skills. Unfortunately, if I, you know, get any inch of pain, I tap out. You got to tap early. You don't want to, you know, cause much damage, because, you know, it's all a show of force. The tattoos, the beard, the long hair, it's all a show of force. It doesn't mean anything. I'm not trying to prove anything. It's just.
Speaking of a show of force, can you imagine if the president of the United States of America is The Rock?
Tim, we're really actually talking about this?
Did you? I mean, that segue was very clean. Look at this. That's literally what's going to happen. I know, you know, The Rock has been a little bit vocal now in potentially running for president of the United States. I mean, what do you think about that, Prince?
Okay, so all right, okay, here we go. Okay, so you know what? It's fact building. It's, you know, we're gonna get into a discussion over here. Well, first of all, let's look at The Rock's morals and characteristics, personality, his upbringing. Mm-hmm. So I mean, he's come from absolutely nothing, dirt, nothing, and you know, he worked his way all the way up. His dad's a wrestler as well. Yep. And
Rocky Maivia.
Right. And, you know, he's gone all the way up the
street. Hold on. Rocky Johnson was his father. He was Rocky Maivia. Yeah.
So Rocky Johnson. And I mean, his dad was actually huge. Like, back in the day, he was a big, massive guy. And, it's crazy because you could see in The Rock just watching some of his wrestling fights. And it was cool to see, because like you would have never known that this kid is just going to take the wrestling world for a spin. And like, look how much things he's accomplished since then. Right.
Yeah.
And, I think Rock is, he comes from humble beginnings, and, you know, he knows the struggle of the people, and he probably would be like a people's champ. Like, he would be in there. He'd actually push things for the people and make, you know, huge changes. Right. And it's just, hopefully he has the right people around him, make, you know, in order to make the right decisions. Cause yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's, well, since, come on, man, like since, you know, since we've got the new president that's on there, a lot of changes has happened already. Like,
think about what would happen to the world if The Rock was the president, man. I mean, he's a smart guy. Like, The Rock really, really seems to be an intelligent guy, right? His ability to articulate, to speak. I mean, he draws people in with his charisma.
Yep.
If there's anyone that could unite a country, I mean, I don't know his political abilities or true aspirations. This is all a joke. But man, that would be so cool.
If The Rock was president, would we all probably have to learn football? Like, he would make sure that it's like embedded into all like academic curriculum. Like,
yeah,
you'd learn how to, you know, you do the beep test. You remember the beep test? You do a beep test and then you'd go and play football regardless.
You'd get those Samoan tattoos.
Everybody would have to. It'd be a mandatory Samoan tattoos.
Yeah.
Face tats. And I mean, you know what? It'd be cool. For me, if you ask me, Tim, I think it'd be something cool to see. And actually, there has been presidents that were previously actors and then ended up taking.
Yeah. Reagan.
Reagan, right? There you go.
Reagan. Yeah. Was an actor. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just. But I mean, look at him, man. Like, can you imagine? Oh,
yeah. And he's mixed as well. So he's drawing everybody to get the sense of unity too, right?
Exactly. Yeah, like everybody like is drawn to him. Everybody feels some way connected to him. Like, you know, I remember, I'll tell you, man, like he really made wrestling back in like, what was that? Like the late 90s, 2000s, right? Like the Attitude era. I mean, that was all him and Stone Cold.
Yeah.
But I'll just say a quick story. I used to go to like a lot of wrestling events and stuff like that when they were at Maple Leaf Gardens and then, you know, sometimes they'd be at Sky Dome. And I remember for WrestleMania X8, it was at Sky Dome. I think it was like 65,000 plus people, like crazy, because a wrestling event is like bigger than any other event because the wrestling ring is so tiny.
Yeah. Yeah.
That they just jam people everywhere. Mm-hmm. Plus the Sky Dome is massive.
Yeah.
And, the main event it wasn't even the main event because it totally overshadowed the main event, but it was The Rock versus Hogan.
Oof.
And this was when Hogan was like NWO and he was the bad guy.
Yep. Yep.
But I remember walking to the arena and you could see the fans were all wearing like NWO outfits.
And
they all had signs cheering for Hogan.
Yeah.
And like, I remember walking with my buddies and we're like, oh man, like everybody's like rooting for Hogan in this, you know? Yeah. And Hogan was the bad guy. 100% he was the heel. Rocky was the golden boy at the time. Like he's gone back and forth, but he was good guy Rock.
Yeah.
And the fight starts and when Hogan comes down to that NWO music, the crowd is going wild, like insane wild. Like everybody's standing up. I remember little kids around me were like, why are they cheering for Hogan? Like they were getting so upset.
Yeah.
And, but we were all cheering. And I mean, to be in a crowd of 65,000 and just like cheer together, it was so fun.
Yeah.
And then The Rock comes out and the crowd boos. Like it was insane. And it was like, people were so confused. Like, why were we booing The Rock? Because it wasn't happening at that time. Like, Toronto started it.
Yeah.
And then they get in and they start fighting. And, you know, when they do, like, punch for punch.
Yeah.
And so Hogan punches him and the crowd, yeah!
Yeah.
And then The Rock punches him. Boo! And there were little kids behind me and they were crying. And their parents were like, it's okay, it's okay. And the kids were like crying. They're like, why are they booing The Rock? The 65,000 people screaming. It was so fun, man. And then I remember it was like a year later, at least a year, if not more, till the next time they came around to Toronto.
Yeah.
And of course, my buddies and I are there. And it was like for a taping of Raw, right? And they tape it live. And so it's filming. And then it goes, anytime it goes to commercial, like really... The whole, and it was the Air Canada Center, we're all just sitting there and you just kind of wait, like while the commercials run.
Yeah.
The commercials are running, like, and you know, because they tell you it's commercial time. And then all of a sudden the Titantron comes on and The Rock is standing there and he berates Toronto. He goes, Toronto, you think I forgot what you did to me last time?
Yeah.
And the crowd starts laughing because obviously a bunch of people there were probably at WrestleMania.
He
was a good guy still. And he just laid into Toronto. Toronto sucks. And he was just killing. Oh man, he had everybody on the floor laughing, but it was so cool because he took the time during the commercial to tell us how much he hated us.
But I think that was that switch, because back in the day, before he entered, remember The Nation, he used to be a part of it, right?
With Farooq.
So before he got into The Nation, like, he was actually a good guy, like, he was a nice guy. Then all of a sudden he switched and he started giving him the Rock's eye, right?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I got the NWO music here. That it?
Okay, that's better. That's better now.
You know what? I thought the NWO music was. I thought it was different.
No, that's the NWO, but Hogan would come out to the Jimi Hendrix song. Hogan would always come out to the Jimi Hendrix, remember?
Okay.
Whatever that song is. But yeah, anyways, The Rock, the people's champion.
Yep.
If he runs for president, holy moly. That's exciting stuff. And I know this is an MMA podcast, but technically The Rock gave out the BMF title, so he fits into our podcast, man. That's crazy news.
Yeah. And listen, it's our podcast, so we do whatever we want. And we like to switch it up. And this time we're going to talk about The Rock and the president, right? And on to our next segment, which is
immediate switch,
which is perfect because it's amazing, right? So we're going to talk about who is a people's champ. Tim, go ahead.
Well, okay, hold on. You wanted to talk about this. This was your idea. I brought in The Rock for president because I thought it was just a good segue, but you wanted to talk about the people's champ and what was the idea here? What did you want to do?
So part of the, you know what, I was thinking about it. I'm like, so what would you consider a people's champ? Like, who would be considered a people's champ, right? And who would, like, in your eyes, you know, see a champion that represents the people, right? And that's, because there's so many great athletes out there that literally has so much influence in today's society. And also just, you know, their presence alone, just, you know that they're all about the hard work. They're all about the sacrifice and all that. And so I'm asking you, Tim, so who do you think it would be considered the people's champ?
Well, you and I talked about this a little bit while we were doing our prep for this podcast.
Yeah.
And so I think it's important that we talk about what we think is a people's champ, right? Because you and I differ on this by quite a bit, actually. In the definition of people's champ. So want me to go first?
Hey, well, I want you to go first, because a part of the thing is that when we were having the conversation, I'm like, I wasn't expecting to, for you to give me that answer. So I was like, all right. Yeah, well, it's a different spin to it, right? And that's the thing.
Podcasts, I don't know. I want to see what people say, because I feel like mine is the normal spin. I feel yours is the off spin.
Really?
So I don't know. I guess how everybody is. They always think that theirs is the way, right? But okay, so for me, a people's champ is someone who the people relate to, someone who doesn't always necessarily have the title, that doesn't normally have, like, doesn't necessarily have to have the championship belt in order to be called people's champ.
Okay.
It's kind of the person that the people relate to the most and feel is their champion. Like, it's the guy that they look to and go, this is a champion. This is my champion. Win, lose, or draw, he's our champion. Belt or no belt, he's my champion. So that's the way I look at it. I look at it, the guy that they kind of want to cheer for, hell or high water, that's their guy kind of thing. Like, that's, to me, that's what a people's champ is. I don't know if I'm explaining it right, But do you want me to also say who my people's champ is before you do yours?
I want to hear it. Yeah.
Okay. Of course. So in line with that being my thought, I have here now. I've got Nate Diaz and Donald Cerrone in a photo. This is from their fight many, many moons ago. And the reason why I've got this photo is because both these guys are my people's champ. For slightly different reasons.
Okay.
But like, Nate Diaz is the guy that everybody cheers for, man. This kid from the very beginning being Nick's little brother.
Yep.
Just his whole aura about him. You know, Connor made those jokes about him being the fattest skinny guy he's ever seen, or the skinniest fat guy he's ever seen, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
You know, but that's him, man. He's not super jacked. He's just like a normal guy. He has his unique way of speaking, his unique way of acting. His fighting style is even unique. I mean, the way he just like pitter patters you. Yeah. Right, with punches, next thing you know, his speeches are legendary, man.
Yep.
You know, Conor McGregor, you're taking everything I work for. Like, when that happened, I was watching live that day. Were you watching live when that speech happened?
Yeah, yeah, I saw it.
I was dying. Like, I was like, what? And they were beeping it because it was on, I swear it was on Fox or whatever. And they were like, they kept beeping his swear words. And I was going crazy on the internet trying to find an unedited version because I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, yeah.
Then when he beats Connor and he goes on the mic and he's like, when he goes, I'm not surprised.
He goes, surprise, surprise.
Yeah. Like crazy, right? Like, so that guy to me is my people's champ. I mean, the people go crazy when this guy fights. He's always, you know, a fantastic guy to watch and to cheer for. And then on the flip side, you have Donald Cerrone, yeah, who is the guy who fights any day, anytime, anywhere, takes fights on short notice. He always brings his grandma out to the fights with him. Like, so he, like, you know, he gives that aura of like a real family guy. When he had his little baby Danger, and then he would bring Danger in, and little Danger has the like the little cowboy belts and the cowboy. I mean, just such a cool guy, right? He was the kind of guy that you're like, again, like, I just want to cheer for that guy all the time. That guy, I mean, both of them, I think maybe they've each had maybe one title fight in the UFC. Nate did have one against Henderson. He lost. I can't remember if Cerrone ever has. Maybe he has, but like, you know, never champions in the UFC. Mm-hmm. But to me, those are people's champions. Those are the guys that we look to all the time. If you tell me a Cerrone fight is on, if you tell me a Nate Diaz fight is on, I feel like not just me, but millions of people are tuning in because those guys are on the marquee, you know? So to me, that's a people's champ. I mean, people, leave us comments, leave us your thoughts. Let us know if you think you agree with me, but Prince.
All right. So what, who I think the people's champ is, or what even the word means. People's champ, it's basically someone who, you know, not only is well accomplished and successful within the ring, but also outside of the ring. So I'm thinking, like, you know, a fighter or a champion that's actually, you know, done more for the community with his, you know, with his influence and the things that he's done in for his community, also for his country, right? And you know, the first person that comes into mind, I mean, everyone said, oh, Manny Pacquiao. Yeah, everyone would probably thought, like, oh, Prince is gonna probably pick Manny. Tito Manny, I'm gonna pick you, Tito Manny. Okay, Manny Pacquiao. Manny P, you're the big guy, you have. I'm telling you, you're so big. You're a big boy. I'm telling you, you're so big.
Huh? Get your face in the side here.
Oh my gosh, Manny, you make the money. You make so much money. Your name is Manny. Manny Pacquiao is my people's champ. You know what it is? It's because he man, he wins a fight, Tim, and his person, his winnings, he actually spends a good majority of it for the Filipino people, and he's actually donated a majority to it to developing, you know, low-income housing, and also just even in his, especially in his area, he's developed so many programs. And that's the thing, people don't know this now, but in the Philippines, actually in like the southern provinces, boxing is picking up. Like, boxing's a big thing. People are actually just they're having like backyard boxing matches left, right, and center.
I'm sure Manny doesn't necessarily support backyard brawls.
I know, but the thing is with him, he's fired up the Filipino spirit, and people are like, listen, we've got the fight in us. We know how it feels to be in the very bottom, and now that, you know, we've got a man that's able to represent our beliefs and our values and our, you know, our that hard work mentality, that spirit. I mean, like, you know, why not? And I'm telling you, Tim, if that man ran for the president of the Philippines, I myself would vote. Like, he would get.
But what is he now?
He's a senator. Yeah. So he's a senator in the Philippines now, and they're saying that, you know, he should run, because if he ran, I'm telling you, he would get votes from like all from Canada, the US, we would all put in our votes. Yeah. We would all put in our votes. We would actually go and listen, we're Filipinos too. We want to vote as well. And we want to vote for him.
And so, I mean, we should really stay away from politics technically, but is he doing a good job? Like, he's like, what's.
Yeah, he's doing an amazing job. Yeah? That's what a lot of people, you know, talking about. He should actually just, you know, take it a step up and just run for it, because so much people would vote, and, you know, he does so much good for the people, and, you know, he represents it, and, you know, you see it in his, even in his box, even in the ring, see how humble he is, how, you know, he's in there, he's got smiles on his face, but then he'll just, you know, throw a hook to your jugular and you're out.
The old jugular punch.
That's it, right? So
now you have another. I didn't want to cut you off. Sorry.
Yes. Yeah. No worries. So, technically, everyone probably thought that, like, oh, Prince is probably going to pick Manny Pacquiao. He's the man. You know, he's the man. But actually, my first choice would have been Ali, Ahmad Ali.
There you go.
The things that this man has, you know. The things that he had to go through,
yeah,
to rise up to where he was, and also the choices that he had to make, and the influences, and also, I mean, he really represented the people. Like, I mean, at that time, it was huge. Like, now we have a lot of movements that's happening. People are more aware, but Ali at the time, like, it was like revolutionary. He was fighting the machine. Like, literally, it was just him against everybody. Like, yo, you can't tell me nothing. And that confidence, and for him to make that type of change, especially for his community, like, I rate that. He's for me, he is my people's champ.
Yeah.
And because he's just, you know, and you've never seen anything like that before. Everyone's like, whoa, why is this guy so, like, you know, he's so, I don't see the C word, he's so cocky, like, he's, oh man, he's like, you know, he's always doing all this flashy stuff. But you know what, why not? Why can't you be proud?
Yeah. Right?
Why can't you be black, and why can't you be proud? Like, you know, he did all those things, and no one's ever, you know, at that time, it's just, you know, unheard of. And people don't understand, like, you've been coming, especially from that time. If you said those things, it's like, you wouldn't know what's going to happen to you. But regardless, he still did it.
Yeah.
And that's my people's champ. Ali.
You definitely make me look pretty bad with my lame-o definition of people's champ and what it means. I'm like, I don't know. It's the guy that we cheer for. Yeah, man. And I mean, in line with your way of defining a people's champion, I mean, you look at someone like Dustin Poirier, right? Someone who donates tons of money to his Fight Foundation or whatever it's called in Louisiana. Yeah. Similar to what you were saying with Manny Pacquiao doing the boxing. I mean, Dustin Poirier is opening that gym that he talks about that is for children, where membership is free as long as you get good grades, right? Like, all those kind of things that these fighters do for their community. And you see it all over Instagram. You see people doing it, but there are those few people that really stick out. And yeah, man, it's amazing. So yeah, pretty cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do we have next? What was our next thing that we were going to do? We had that, the People's Champ, and then I feel like we're already at our fight on site. Is that possible? I guess so.
Our fight on site. Listen, it's going to be, the first two that we were talking, the two topics were heavy, right? I mean, we touched on politics this time. Wow.
Dangerous subject.
Yeah.
We managed through it.
We avoided
some landmines.
That's it. Yeah. And plus, look, we don't forget, guys, we have the logo, the brand new logo. Like, look at that.
Logo, that was huge. Yeah.
And we're going to have the merchandise coming out soon. We're going to have on t-shirts. We're going to have on socks.
You are getting us shirts though, right?
Oh, listen,
I need a medium men's and an extra small women's.
Ooh, okay.
No, I don't. Obviously the extra small women's is not for me, but I need a medium men's and extra small. And then once we start doing this, making the shirts and making sure that they're good, then we will make some for people to purchase, or that we can give away, stuff like that, right? We will do that. This logo, man, I hope people like it. If you don't like it, I'm deleting your comment. But if you like it, leave a comment, because we are very proud of this thing, man.
Listen, Tim, people,
it looks good. It looks good in the corner.
It's amazing. And plus, people can wear this at birthday parties, at meetings.
Oh yeah.
Like, you can just wear it right over a blazer. It's a business casual type of vibe. Come on.
It's even more to be business formal, I would say, depending on how you dress it up. Get a nice suit jacket, a nice watch. It's formal wear in today's society, Prince. Formal wear t-shirts. Fight on site. Today, we are doing women's... Wait, I messed up this logo, didn't I? No. Female goats, right? That's what we're doing? We were doing female MMA.
Yep.
You're picking... we were going for like who we feel is a female... greatest of all time.
And also, Tim, it's actually Happy International Women's Day.
Oh, that's why we're doing this.
Yes, come on, man.
And see,
international, yes.
Fight in Sight is so progressive that we're releasing this like a week and 2 days after International Women's Day, and we are still celebrating.
Yes,
that's right. No, that is how we chose the subject, though, or how we chose the idea. So we are going to go with two women's fights. Now, I did want to tell you, because we do the voting on the Saturday. I don't know if you know what the score is, Prince. Do you know?
No, tell me. What is the score? Okay. Tell the people.
At the time of filming, we have completed two fight on sites.
Okay.
The first one was Justin Gaethje versus Hickson Gracie.
Yep.
The score...
50-50.
It ended in a 50% to 50% tie.
Wow. Okay.
I should have voted twice, but it was 50-50. So it's a draw. Okay. And I feel like that's pretty nice for our first one to be a draw.
Yeah.
Our second one, we had Sagat.
Yep.
Versus Khalil Roundtree Jr.
Yeah.
Do you know who won that one?
Sagat.
God dang it. 57% he won. So you are up. You are up 1-0.
Big shout out to Dr. Jim, actually, who also said that Sagat was going to win. Sagat, I am number one. I am number one. I'm on top. No illegal strikes. We're going to make sure we're going to go straight to the cards and, you know, nothing dumb. Just going to, you know, we're just going to get that dub, baby. We're going to get that dub.
No. All right. Female goat versus female goat.
Oh, man. This
Prince, who's going first on this one? You want to go first?
Last time, I think. No, I think I went first last time. It's your
turn. You did.
Yeah.
Well. This is an easy one for me, man. This is an easy one, okay? Kablamo.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wei Li Zhang. Wei Li.
Yep.
Man, if you remember her last fight, how did you celebrate International Women's Day, Prince? You know how I did? I celebrated by rewatching Wei Li Zhang versus Joanna and watching that fight and her turning Joanna into the Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, insane. Her power, her aggression. Like, oh boy. I remember a long time ago when I was listening to the Michael Bisping podcast, which is a great podcast. And he was talking about the fighters coming out of China. And at that time, this was like 2-3 years ago, he was like, the greatest hope that China has for a champion is Zhang Weili.
Yep.
And he was right, because she started tearing through competition.
Yep.
Power, aggression, man. And I remember, do you remember that one fight where she won? And it was before she was the champion. And she goes, "I am Zhang Weili. I'm from China. Remember me." And it was the only English she could speak. And then, similar to like other champions in the UFC, and this is before she's a champion, she dedicated herself to learning English so that she could like speak to the fans and that she could be more marketable and all that. She was putting in the work to do that. And then, you know, fight, gets to that Joanna fight, destroys that fight like insane. I mean, amazing, man. She is my GOAT for women. I feel like putting her up against anybody, that is a bad fight for anyone. And I just want to show you one thing. I cheated a little bit. I've got something else to add to her here. She's fighting Rose Namajunas next.
Okay.
Have you seen that they've announced this now?
Yeah, I think I saw it somewhere. Yeah, in IG or something like that. Yeah.
So we follow on our Fight On Site, on our Fight Insight Instagram, we follow both fighters, of course. Every time you see a photo of Zhang Weili, she's in the woods training.
Mm-hmm.
She's like at the gym doing like Ivan Drago, like in the lab doing crazy training.
Yep.
Every time you look at Rose's Instagram, she's like drinking a smoothie. She's hanging out. Like it's Rocky versus Ivan Drago at this point. Like she is, we talked on our last podcast about people punching cement bags and carrying rocks. That's what Zhang Weili is doing, man. Look at this. I mean, this was on the same day they each posted.
Oh my gosh.
She's out there training in the woods with these like kung fu masters. And she's out there. I mean, look where she is. It looks like she's in, like, I don't know where she is training. And then there's Rose with Pat Barry, you know, drinking sodas. I'm like, I don't.
Tim, I don't know. You know what?
Zhang
I
can Weili. Tell
you, like, listen, like, but Rose, just don't sleep on Rose too. Like, don't sleep on her, because she is actually like a talented fighter too and an amazing striker.
I know.
So, I mean, you know, she might be drinking sodas now, but come fight time, ba-blam, you've got broken teeth.
Okay. I mean, I hope you pick Rose as your fight on site girl, because Zhang Weili, man, three moves. It's her, her punching power, her aggression, and I'm going to say her ruthlessness. Because in that Joanna fight, when you're fighting someone, you see that person, their head is exploding in front of you, and you're still going at it. I mean, that you got to have a different type of mentality for that. Zhang Weili, my pick.
All right.
Vote for me this time.
Okay.
Prince, who do you got?
You're probably wondering why I'm laughing. It's because who do I have? Let's pop it up. Do I have to say anything more? Like,
it is a picture. A picture of Amanda Nunes has come on the screen.
I don't have to say anything, man. Like, can we?
100%. I lose this one.
You lost, man. Like,
no, via, but if Zhang Weili put on the weight, somehow they were in same weight class, Zhang Weili's a dangerous woman, man.
Wait. Last time, no. It's my turn now. I gotta talk. I'm talking about my pick. You, Tim, literally, you've lost via JPEG picture alone.
TKO by JPEG?
JPEG picture. Like, look at this. Okay, guys. Like, I'm telling Amanda, can I say anything more? Like, look at her last performance. She, my gosh, like, she fought so well in there. I think that was one of her, like, best fights. She just showed everybody the arsenal that she has, her striking ability, the way she's able to take somebody on the ground. And then you even saw her jits. It was almost to the point time I was like, oh, slow down, right? And Amanda, I'm telling you, she is just.
She pulled off the taco sub sub.
She said, "Yep, the taco sub sub. The like the you. I don't even know what it was. We were looking at it. I'm like, what is this? Like, I couldn't even figure it out. But even she almost knocked him out too. Knocked her out too, right?
And
then that fight. But Amanda, like, look, okay, like Tim." Look at her accomplishments. Look at her track record. Holmes. Ronda. Cyborg. Honestly, can I tell you? I honestly thought Cyborg was like, what? As soon as she stepped into UFC, it's over. It's like, it's done. They're going to have to.
Yeah, close shop.
Close shop. It's almost like just not fair. That somebody just drove a pickup truck in the middle of the UFC ring, and it's like, it's over. Like, we can't even use it because there's a truck in there.
Yeah.
Amanda is my pick, and everyone knows this. It's just like, Prince, that's not fair. It's just like, you know,
To be fair, we should have disqualified her from being chosen, but that's
fine. I know. It's funny because when we were picking our choices, we're like, we not even 2 seconds into the debate. Amanda. I'm picking Amanda. Amanda. That's the one. That's Amanda.
Ringer,
Amanda. And I remember the look in your face too, Tim. You were like,
man. Like, should I just give up on this one?
And knowing you, Tim, you probably went and Google and you Googled like someone historical, someone who actually a women's fighter that wasn't even in MMA, but actually like. Through the time and through medieval times was able to demolish like
Joan of Arc.
Yeah. Like someone who's got a historical figure.
Yeah.
A woman's warrior.
I was trying to see if like Cleopatra was a blue belt or anything. Yeah. But nothing, man. Nothing.
But Amanda would probably choke her out too, man. Tim, do you want to still put it in the fight simulator?
Yeah.
The fight
like, simulator. Do I ever get to run the fight simulator? Because I feel like there's a little bit of bias in the entries.
No, but Tim, you don't have the equipment, and plus your computer couldn't handle the programming that's built into the fight simulator. Millions and millions of dollars is put into this program. And you mean to tell me your MacBook could run it? No.
We do. What? I mean, just on a side note for technology, people can notice our beautiful new rigs we've got set up. Very nice.
Nice. Oh yeah, look at us. We're investing in our business.
Yeah, we are, and we hope that people realize a little bit of a difference because we have tried to make things better for people. So, we both got our nice new mics, our new setups. So,
You know what, Tim? You know what? My gosh, the quality on this microphone is so good that every time I hear, I feel like I should just start. I got my eyes on you. You see that rasp? Everything that I see. Yeah. You like that?
I love it. You want me to go?
Yeah. Can you please?
Hold on. We're running out of time. It's so tight. I can't. I don't want to. We're going to run out of, my battery power too is going to go down. I can't. Next time.
Okay.
I'll do it next time. I'm an amazing singer. I mean, you want to hear? Yeah. I got lots of good songs. Any Shakira song, I crush it. So, all right.
Okay. Fight simulator. Let's go.
Hold on. Fight insight, fight on site, fight simulator. Key it up, Prince.
Hold on.
I got to put you on a big screen so that people can see because this is the only moment of the podcast people care about. Nope. Hold on. Boom.
Fight on site. Amanda versus, pronounce her name.
Wang Zeili.
Wang Zeili.
Wow.
my Mortal Kombat.
Okay, hold on. This is so tiny. Wait, that's me?
Yes.
This is Zay Lee? All right. Yes. Well, I am a sticker of Jade from Mortal Kombat, which, I mean, we could have used Mortal Kombat stickers last week, but
they didn't come in until this week.
And Prince is Katana. All right. It's Katana. No, Katana? Yeah, Katana. Please, no.
Throw in Mortal Kombat music, Tim.
Test your might.
Hey, keep going. Mortal Kombat! Okay,
and Prince is playing with his popsicle sticks again. Oh, Jade looks like she's winning a little bit. Stabbing her. Oh, okay. With the beat, now they're dancing together. It's going to take... Oh, my God.
Kano! Liu Kang.
Okay. All right, Prince, are we done?
Yeah, we're done. So as you can see, your fighter can barely stay on the stick. And as you can see, the fight simulator indicates
Amanda Nunes.
Amanda Nunes stuck on. Look at this.
Stronger tape.
Stronger fighter. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, we've got everyone knows. Okay, like, man, I feel bad. I feel like we have to redo the fight on site because now you're like, I'm 1-0, and now I'm just going to. Now this is definitely
this is going to be a 2-0
for sure.
You know what, Prince? People are hype on Wei Li. People are excited for her, man. And she is smaller. She is powerful. She's good, man. And remember, we did say it's like you don't take weight and stuff into account. So you're taking just their skill and their talent.
Yeah.
And Zhang Wei Li, it's pretty awesome, man. I think it's going to be close. It's going to be close.
You know what? But I got to hand it to you, Tim. Like, for you to pick that fighter, I'm actually really impressed. Because I go, anyone you would have picked, they would have been like, oh, Dimash. But now if I think about it, I'm like, she's actually really good.
Yeah.
He's actually really good. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. Let's see what the turnout is. So, but everybody knows it's 1-0 in the fight on site. My fight simulator has never been wrong. Every time I put in the two fighters, I always come out a winner, which is weird. I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah. I mean, at least this time I wasn't an inanimate object like the shield that time, you know? That influenced the votes that time.
Not necessarily. I think what really the shield was actually, it's Captain America's shield. What are you talking about, man? Everyone knows the shield. Like, yeah. People just voted just because, oh my gosh, it's a shield. And you know, I had two people on a stick, man. I thought you had a hand up on that
one. A close? Yeah. Well, yeah. Prince, before we go, is there anything else we would like to say? Anything else you would like to say?
Okay, so again, happy belated International Week for everyone that's celebrating all the important women in our lives. And also, close guys, enough. You're close enough. And also, big shout out to Diva Studio for developing our brand new logo. So that'll be popping up. We're going to actually show it on IG. You can see it on YouTube. So again, you can find this at YouTube. Fight Insight Podcast. You can find us at IG Fight Insight Podcast. You can find us iTunes, Spotify. And also, if you want to get into the show and actually want to be a part of it and ask any questions, and also just be a guest as well, you know, you can find us at email us at fightinsightpod@gmail.com.
Thank you, Prince. Yeah, we do have some other guests lined up, which is pretty exciting. We're going to do a few more, just the two of us, and then we'll keep bringing some people in. But yeah, if you're out there and you want to come on and you've got something to talk about, you've got something to promote, or you just want to come on and talk about dumb stuff, then come on in, give us a shout, and we'll get you on for sure.
Nothing in this podcast is dumb, Tim. Everything in this podcast is educational, and you actually learn from it, and it's applicable. You can actually apply it to everyday life. Everyone should know that. Thank you.
That's true. Good public service announcement to end this one, Prince E.B. This is Timmy B. signing out. You want to sing us out, Prince? Well,
You know what? I'm gonna. You know what? If anyone goes on YouTube and has any requests, since I've got this great microphone, like let me know. So, yeah, you know what? For anyone out there that's watching, if you guys have any song requests, just let me know, and that'll be our outro music. Speaking of which, you will be hearing some stuff very soon.
Actually, you know what, Prince? We should do that. People should say what song they want you to sing as you sing us out of each podcast. We should try and figure that out and get people to pick a song for you to sing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yes.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, please. Yeah, I'm drooling, man.
Yeah. All right, guys. Have a good one. Thank you very much for listening. Please follow us, subscribe, comment, and tell your friends about us so that we can keep growing, okay? Have a good one, guys. See you, Prince.
Bye, Timmy B.